left right. You live to another season. You live to the cherry season, you live to the potato season, you live to the orange season, you live to another season. There's a shakhtar on the Hadrat Hazman. There's not a shakhtar on the excitement of eating the new fruit. That's so exciting about eating the new fruit. Shakhtar is on the fact that we live to live to another year.
Season when I see a new car.
Yeah, by yards where they sell oranges all year long, except that sometimes they get loose country, sometimes they then you don't say shakhtar on the fresh oranges, because it's not noticeable.
Oh, you just say noticeable, you don't always see it. You're in the middle of the winter, it's not that every week you have to. You have the same January and February too this year.
Okay, so then you get shakhtar. When the new season, let's say watermelon, we don't have all year long. When they bring in the new watermelon, then you say shakhtar. But sometimes, some stores, they have oranges all year long. They just get it from other countries, from other places. So then even when you know there's a new orange season here in America, you don't say shakhtar because it's not noticeable.
We make a shakhtar. We have a chiyuv on Kiddush. Today, shakhtar is like a seriousness. It's not a mitzvah itself to make a shakhtar.
The Gemara says it is a shakhtar. That's what it says. Shakhtar on the new fruit season, that's a reshut. Shakhtar on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says it's a chayiv. On Shaul Shikol, and then Rav Shnan Yom Kippur, the Gemara has a shad, the Gemara says also a chayiv. That's a chayiv. On the Hagra, it has not. It's on the Hagra, it has not.
Yeah.
No. Even if it's a shakhtar, let's say I bought an automobile on a suit and I'm excited about this and about that, I also only have to say one shakhtar. If it's a shakhtar on an object, let's say I want to eat two vegetables, let's say broccoli or something, I'll cover both. The Magen Avraham points that out. The Magen Avraham is bothered with a kasha we have a meeting that we don't say Shekhyano in the 3 weeks. It doesn't show up in a meeting not to say Shekhyano in 3 weeks. So take that kasha, it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says the Perish, the end of the prophet, that if a man dies and his son gets a big Yerusha, so he says, Zayin Ha'em is over the fact that the father dies, and it says Shekhyano, over the fact that he got $1 million. You see that it doesn't say Shekhyano, and Abel is shitting in Shekhyano. How come he cannot say Shekhyano in the middle of the 3 weeks? So the Magen Avraham answers, and he'll say, Shabbat, the Magen Avraham asks the kasha, and he answers, that it's a different name of Shekhyano. One is the Shekhyano that they're talking about in the 3 weeks, but you don't say that's a Shekhyano on a Pri-Chadosh. The Shekhyano on a Pri-Chadosh is a Shekhyano on the Hagwat Hazman, on the season. Razman is that, he says, the dry Bach, and the Beit Amstram, that's a bad season. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined this man by the Meraglim, the Chet HaMeraglim was on Tisha B'Av, the Galvan, the Soibu, the Yom Chai, with some of these terrible tragedies, the third, the Gemara says on Tisha B'Av, that day was Nikzai, the terrible day. And the Magen Avraham says, we assume the same is true, that the whole 3 weeks is a terrible season of Yiddish. The Mishnah says that the Shinich Nusab and Matim, the Shinichah, Israel has a court case with enough where you shouldn't go in 9 days. But 9 days also, the Gemara saying the 9 days is a bad, unlucky season. Then the Magen Avraham says, in the 50 cents, all 3 weeks is a bad season of the year. All 3 weeks are bad season. It's called Ben Am Sorry.
Maybe
the Rabbi Akhayim would say that, but that's not what the Morgan O'Hara means.
Maybe the special version of the lady from the dealer, by
That's the difference. He could invite the others to be shekhinah, right? If he reads the Megillah himself, he says shekhinah, but to recite in public, to invite the others, that's not proper. That's a different meaning. But you see from there that a novel does say shekhinah, right? When the novel bench is coming to look, it does say shekhinah.
So what kind of a meaning is this that in the 3 weeks we don't say shekhinah? So the Magen Avraham says that there are two different kinds of shekhinah. The shekhinah on the fresh fruit and the fresh vegetable, that's the shekhinah on the habgurat hazman. That's what the Gemara says, only reshut. That's not a chayva. But to say shekhinah on the zman of the 3 weeks, that's a bad zman. Why is it on the milsa? That zman is a shlecht zman. So it doesn't make sense to say shekhinah on the zman is there. We're excited that well, they're left to another dry box. That's not the left to the dry box. That doesn't make sense. So in fact, if the person buys Kedem Kadoshim in the 3 weeks, so this is kind of the Magen Avraham says he would say, or his father dies when he gets himself $1 million in the 3 weeks. So he says, that's Shekhinah, he would say in the 3 weeks also. That's not on the Lazman, on the Hagwar Tazman. That's a Shekhinah, on $1 million. That's a Shekhinah, on the Yoram Appeal, but this is Shekhinah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's a Shaila. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Hilchot Brachos Tzotzis, is that a Chayv or not? The Gemara in Erev and Dachmen only says that the Shekhinah on Tzvi Chodesh is an issue. The Gemara doesn't say that the other Shekhinah is an issue. The Ramah took it that not only is Shekhinah on Tzvi Chodesh an issue, in Shekhinah on Kerem Chadoshim, on a new suit, and on a new automobile is an issue, and all the brachas in the last parish, he knocked down the whole parish of Roya. All the brachas in the last parish, they're all an issue. That when you see your friend whom you haven't seen in a long time, so sometimes you say Brach Machaya Meitan, and sometimes you say Shalom, and Brach Shalom, Tayyam Agav, and Brach Shalom, and Nisim Lalitin, and Brach Marzen, I'll say, I mean, everything in the last paragraph is all the truth. So that's why the mask on the Ramah, it's still not hard, how did you get that? When it is, so when it is when he completed his Sefer, the Dira on the Shilfer, right, but now he wants to discuss a topic that has nothing to do with anything in the text. The Shilfer wants to discuss what he says Shechyanov upon completion of the Sefer. They start running through all of Shas, one of the main curses, like this Gemara. The Gemara on the day, he talks about Shekhinah. The Gemara says, sometimes says Shekhinah, but we say Shekhinah for what reason? Somebody's bringing him the carpet in the Beit HaMikdash, and somebody's saying Shekhinah. Sounds clear. Who's reciting the Shekhinah? But when it goes through all the various Gemara, among the various curses, it's like this. He calls all the Achrayim Yeshka, and this Ramah, how did he say that? That the Pashtus in the Gemara, there is on the Shekhinah on the Beit Chodesh, that's the issue. But it doesn't say Shekhinah on a Beggar Kodesh is the issue. It certainly doesn't say with all the brachas on the thunder and on the lightning and on the Reya Chavero and on seeing the Yamagotla and the mountains and everything else. Everything is the issue. The whole fairy is the issue. Shekhinah. I just want to, well, I'm only bringing in the Shekhinah. I just want to say one thing. One quick.
Yes. When you dedicate the new direction to the Shekhinah,
that's what he talks about. That's what the Nesi talks about. When you complete a Beit HaKnesses and when you finish a Beit HaKnesses.
No one looking at
him. Yeah, he wants to say that he talks
about it. You learn the first and you get the first.
That's what he wants to talk about. That's the last Nesi in his commentary on the show. I don't know.
Are you measuring
symptoms? Yeah, Mark gives the specific times when you say Shekhinah. So the fastest is when you do a mitzvah that brings Simchah. You do a mitzvah that's a very joyous mitzvah, then you say Shekhinah. Some a person is excited, as or any class. Then the Gemara doesn't say, whenever you're very happy.
Right.
How do you say people do? That's a shiloh. It's a mitzvah to get married, so why don't you say Shekhinah? Because it's a mitzvah that has with it a lot of happiness. That's Akasha. The Shafi of Akasha. You're right.
Marriage is not
the
mitzvah.
I heard shiloh whether marriage is a mitzvah. I heard
Dr. Lee Lachlan and me. The more effective.
It's not a major. You don't say on a major. You say on a
serious
question. Okay.
Not
operation. What? That's a shot. Okay, we'll have to, believe that, we'll have to discuss it when we get done today. So this is one of the name of cards. So just again, you have such a concept. That's your test. I've done the one with all the brachas. So 98% of the brachas, the phrase 97% of the brachas, they're talking. Then on certain occasions, you have to say a brach.
says that if the spirit so moves you, then you say a bracha bar mitzvah zaynus. And if you're not interested, then you can eat the cookies without a bar mitzvah zaynus. If you're interested, then you say shakal on the coffee. And if not, you can jingle with that. No, the chamo mitzvah, and birchat hamenin, and birchat hamitzvah, and birchat hashevach, and birchat halibur, the berries. But we know that in some instances, the chamo mitzvah are birchat harishun. So that's what we have by the shachyonu on the fish and the vegetables, with Martha the berry berries in the shoe. And if you walk by the halal book, that's the conclusion of the halal, the mishnah says, Yach mishnah b'le barach yivarchu, Yach mishnah b'le barach leivarchu. So the same is over here. Also, the burnt flesh is also the stomach of Nashik Nesak Zariba. But they will misakin it as a Bichat Rishu. So if you want to recite burnt flesh afterwards, you can make a face to say. If you're not interested, then burnt flesh is not. That's why it's cool. That's why Rashi is on the ground saying. That's why it's called the late cool. You don't have to, it means you don't have to say any drop out if you don't want to. But if you want to, then you do. And our meaning is, the mark is Kuk Hazim Ayama Dabar. It's a menham and off the left line of the parish. And parish came from above. Kuk Hazim Ayama Dabar. Yama Dabar. The minute garment is that you do say bar the fosh is not anything. You don't even have the water. And that's why we saw that minute. It's an open minute from the Kuk Hazim Ayama Dabar. So no, it's a thief. It's not minute. You didn't, it's not a thief. So again, so we came back over here. So the Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri's opinion that there is a Berechon from the Mini Dogon, that's out of the question. That's not accepted. The Gemara says, Leif Lachosh Lachad Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Sent out to Yitzchak. It was under the Minyan, and they have outvoted his opinion. The Shaila is, Afila Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. What's the deal? So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shavai, on the bottom of Lachad Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, he says, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri only has a Shaila with Dogon, Hamesh's Mini Dogon. If you're eating anything other than dogon, even if it occurs to them that half dogon, that is a tanner of Yechmanu, also it's mamish dogon. So we don't accept his opinion. Even though it looks like dogon, it's kemat dogon, if it doesn't qualify as dogon, then there's no bargain in the verse. And then the Gemara says it's used against Rabbi Shmuel. So what does he use? So that he says burning in the verse. But that writer that says burning in the verse also says alam yichya. So the Gemara affects our kasha. I have a time we have another bracha that says, we quoted earlier that bracha, it says, look the stuff will look cool. That you say, no bracha, no alamichi, you just say burn the question. That's called the look cool because it's optional. And so the Gemara, like kasha, how rabbi namli, how rabbi bonu, not like it's hatanon. So the Gemara quotes the whole story from the perspective. What? There was a double machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Machachamim. So we spent a lot of time last week on the wall. So one machlekes was, on pomegranates and on dates and on figs and on grapes, all the fruits. The Shiva Tamidim Shayishapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael Eretz Chita Tzara Jeff and Atein Ibrim and Eretz Yisrael Eretz Bosh. The two out of the Shiva Tamidim Achito and Soiro. That's the double. That's the double. And the other five are fruits. So the two that are dogon we know, sometimes Rabbi Minim Zaynus, and Allah Michim, sometimes Amoysir, because I'm not, we know roughly what the dinim are. And what's the story with the other five that are true? So that's how my work is not on us, but Rabbi Gamliel says that the brother should not be right. You have to say dinim brother. So he says if you ate a lot, if you were purveyor, if you only had a little snack, then you go for and then you say Allah is up here. But if you ate a lot, then it'll be Birchat Hamazon. And the Chachamim disagree, and they say no, that the only time you say Birchat Hamazon is if you had bread lunch. And then the Gemara says that was one. Then the Gemara says there was a story, we don't go speak to all races, that Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim were sitting in Yericho and they were eating one of the food. And then he was Mechabe, Rabbi Akiva, they should bench Mezumim for the Oilam. The Rabbi Akiva, instead of benching Mezumim, Kofa Tzirach, Halait Alpihoi. What's the issue whether he bench Mezumim or not? The Taisa says, I'll tell you, you can only bench Mezumim, if you can only bench Mezumim, if he's saying Birchat Hamazon, he's going to say, I'll eat Alpihoi, or I'll miss it, I'll eat Alpihoi, then you don't have one person saying everybody ate. The Rabbi Gamliel was going with his thoughts that he held that if we have these fruits, the Kaisova, the figs of the dates of the olives of the pomegranates, one of the minim, one of the shittas aminim, you have to bench Birchat Hamazon. So he held that the convention was Zuman. Rabbi Kiva said that Yochid Barat Malachi Kiravim. Hello, the man of Donner Rabbi, but Yochid Barat Malachi Kiravim. So he talks more like the Chachamim. So the Brok HaChorin is Alayit Bapihoi. Since it's only a Brok HaChorin Alayit Bapihoi, so there's no demon. So each person has to bench on his own. So that was what we did last week. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm in Mishmah, back to the last line, I think. And Lama Zayin Amar Allah. We're up to the last line. This is the Hemshech of the Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm there, Mishmah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Call to the name of Rabbi Gamliel. Call to Mishmah, Mishmah, Aminim. The Lord Min Dogan, who, what does that mean? On the other fruits, on the grapes, on the olives, and so on. Oh, Min Dogan, the Lord Asai Pas. And what about cake and cookies? He ate a significant amount of your cookies. Not that he ate Kadeshmi, he was Kareh Sudas. But he ate a lot. It's just ate one cookie. That's a desire, special service. Now, Rabbi Gamliel is not that you just ate Alam Yisya. But if he ate a choshev amount, so Rabbi Gamliel says, Sholish Brochet, you have to bench. The Chacham Aramim. Kol she'en a lady she'en a minim, loy ben dogon. The Chacham Brochet Achaz. The Chacham Aramim Brochet Achaz. The Chacham Aramim say no. Does he say Alam Yisya? If it's cookies, and he say Al Hoyt or Pihoyt. Then the bride to continue. That's one machloek of Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham. That's the machloek we learned already. The Rabbi Gamliel holds that on all the Shivas Aminim you always say Birchas Hamodim. Even on cookies, not only, and the Chacham say no, only on pads. Even on cookies and even on grapes. No. But if you're Kaveh Sudas, then it becomes, then everybody's masking, then it becomes Zichas Hamazan and Hamazan.
Three levels.
Three levels, yes.
The Shabbat and Kiddush. Somebody needs the Kiddush, just the cake is Kazayat. You have to rush for it. But they eat chum, they eat sugi, and Alexander, cake, and then...
So the Magen Avraham says that's called Kriya Sudas. Magen Avraham says not only is it Kriya Sudas if you have a lot of bread, a cake, but the person eats a whole cake, they eat 30 cookies. And he's full, that's a Kriya Sudas. Magen Avraham says even if he eats cholent and liver, and
you can
put all different things, you really don't do that. And you have a little cake in the middle, you have a kazaisen cake in the middle, also for the sake of filling yourself up. So he says, that's called the Kriya Sudas on the cake. That's called the Kriya Sudas. That's why Moshe Feinstein writes, people go to your house tonight. So they want to leave early, because they don't want to stay to the bench, and they're going to stay till the middle of the night. But they can't leave early because Shloshe Shachar Kachas Chayav Levan, so you're not permitted to leave early. So they don't wash. So they don't want to wash. So Shaila, you're going to the mitzvah of the Sudas mitzvah if you don't wash. The Aruch HaShulchan said you never yoytzeh to this mitzvah by a grit and by a chasin and by a sherebrach. If you don't wash, you're not yoytzeh. A lot of people don't wash. The Ramesh doesn't talk about that. A lot of people don't wash. The Ramesh says it's not going to help them if they don't wash. He says if they have by a chasin that they give you so much, you're ready to plot. And all you have to have is one little cookie in the middle. One little cookie in the middle. So it depends, why are you eating the cookie? If you're eating the cookie, some as an ash. After you've already eaten, you've eaten everything and you're ready to plot, then they serve cake. So that cake is not eaten for the sake of filling you up, that's only eaten the time of the yama. So that's the moment I'm going to work, that's not called Kriya Sudas. But if you have cookies on the table and then you're hungry, it's late at night and you're hungry until they can bring the next course, you're starving, so you start gnashing some of the cookies in the middle in order to fill yourself up a little bit. And the cookies is here with the flesh and with the vegetables and with the soup and with all the, with everything else. It's a clear soup and then I'm actually going to the Magen Avraham. That's a good supply. You're going to have to discuss what Surah Sapat means. There's two dinam surah sapat. There's one dinam surah sapat, that if it doesn't have surah sapat, it's not called lechem at all. Let's say wheat peanut farina. You can eat, let's say wheaties. You can eat five boxes of wheaties and it's never going to become honey. There's mamish no surah sapat, you're not chai v'chala. There's not oil bach open your lechem oil if it doesn't have shen lechem at all. And there's another dinam surah sapat that if it has body, if it has a loaf, a shape of a loaf, a cake, a cookie, something, it has a body to it, it's not the spaghetti, or it's not the wheatina, it's not the wheat, it's a little bit. If it's a solid thing, a stick of a loaf, so that's called a surah sapat, but it's not a surah sapat for halachic purposes, but if you compare to this, then it becomes Amud. Moshe quotes the Magen Avraham. This is the clear subject. You need a whole meal.
Cereals, corn checks, vegetables.
Yeah.
Corn checks.
Corn shack is made from grain?
From the
Moshe says that this egg so that people do they don't wash, but then in the middle they eat cookies, he says it doesn't help because they should have really said how much you have those cookies. That's the clear truth. Eat so much and eat the cookies and the cake in the middle in order to fill yourself three times. That's clear too. So they haven't accomplished anything. He doesn't go to the other time that the Orach HaShulchan had a right on the Shulchan Aruch that if you participate in the Seudas Mitzvah and you didn't have bread, you didn't wash, that that Purim or Avrit Mila, he says, the Orach HaShulchan says, I did, you don't wash, they might as well get to the Mitzvah of participating in the Seudas Mitzvah. So Moshe says the Eitzah is that you should wash, and at the time that you wash, you should have in mind to leave early. So even though you're sitting and eating with everybody else, but since you had in mind to leave before them, so you're not mitzvahed to be mechuyis to things like that. It'll be a reshut. If you want to bench, you do it in your bank. You make your own not obligated. How does he know that that's so? Okay. Yeah, that's good. How does he know that that's so, that if you have in mind not to be mitzvahed, that you're not mechuyis to bench, you do it? He brings a raya that back right in there already in Europe, before Rav Moshe was born, they had this mechuyis about it. They bring the right in the hills of Tishabov. It says that a mayor of Tishabov, when he used to sit on the second, that everybody should eat individually. You shouldn't have many people eating together in order not to be Mishchaye to bench Mizuma. Everybody should eat Yeshid Bada V'Yidom. It says in Shulman. Yeshid Bada V'Yidom, a Sarki Kamecha. Everybody should eat that way. And even a few in the Zam Nuyachas that three people are eating. They don't have enough room in the house. So everybody should eat in a different corner. The Balabas doesn't want everybody eating in their bedroom. She wants everybody eating in the kitchen or the dining room, whatever it is. So even if it happens that they're eating together, so the Ramos says, you don't bench the Zuman because Meikora, Adaita Dahachi, they sat down and they were eating. Adaita not to be Mitzkar to Zuman. You see the foolish from the Ramos, that whenever Melech Atchila, you're eating bread with other people, Adaita not to be Mitzkar with them, Adaita not to bench with them, you're not Mechuyis to bench with them. Others bring that right in the mouth for that right. They say that that's different because everybody knows that. That an official that's a minute or that you want everybody to eat separately.
Yes, you can eat them. It's not a little sooner before the eating together.
Here by Hassan, they're sitting and eating and dancing, everything together, just wants to leave early. So just because I have in the back of my mind, if I walk around with a big sign on that says I'm leaving early, I'm not going to be around when it comes to benching. Maybe I'm not mistaken, but just Ram Shabbalay, Mamish, no one knows. Thereby teach about the Ram Shabbalay, Babalay, Kalad, and the Rum Dur the Mukhov, because that's the meaning that everybody wants to eat separately. But you can't, you don't have a house big enough, and you don't want to have crumbs all over the house, you don't want to have the ants come, whatever, the mice come.
Two of my students have brought a couple of shoes separately from the others, not from the Zaman.
No, I don't know. They said, they should bench the Zuma, and as you say, they're a special prophet, they add on. So I'm showing them all that you only add on. No, there's an additional, what they say in Atoyt HaMeitiv, the additional Lutov that the Shulchan Aruch has in Atoyt HaMeitiv, so some say you only added that you bench the Zuma with 3, and some say you only added that you bench the Zuma with 10. But obviously they're talking about benching the Zuma, but it's really called wrong. So that's a shayla. That's a shayla by a chassanah. If you have in mind to leave early, is that good enough? It's not really correct. A lot of times at the weddings, they put up a sign that says that in the women's section, all the breads are mezainis roll. It's not really right. If you have a mezainis roll, but you eat it like regular bread, is that clear to the? It's a regular clear
student.
It's not right.
Doesn't help.
No, it's not that. The OU finally put their foot down around 3-4 years ago. So they said that they're not going to continue to give the Hashgacha if they're going to keep on printing on it that this is in the Zaynus role. So they stopped. So the company stopped.
But if you get a rope that says, oh, you was in a throw, it's 5 years old. Something that they have other cashless organizations.
Europe they do.
Europe they do,
yeah.
The London, all the others they do.
I don't know.
The average of 5 years old. So Rabbi Yudit says that there's a double machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The double machlokes is that the Chachamim hold the only say Birchas Hamazon on pan and bread. Rabbi Gamliel says on all the Shiva Taminim, even on cake and cookies, even though it's not bread, it's frozen in the bread, because of the salt, it says Birchas Hamazon. And then if you ate a lot of grapes, if you had chrysobas, a lot of the other fruits, you also say Birchas Hamazon, and the Chachamim say the Bracha Achas Meishor Yishalayim. And then there's another machlokes that Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, what a bad or is the Dukim. So Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that you say Amar Michi at the end, and the Chachamim say Vulaikum. So these two brightest, they both say that when you're eating rice, you say Bari Minim and Zainus in the beginning. But at the end, what Bracha do you say? The one Bracha says Vulai Kulum, which means Bari Nefashim. The other Bracha says Ala Michia, that's a Machloek is Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham. Just like Rabbi Gamliel is Machmer that I'm not sure that I'm going to say Birchat HaMazon, so too is Machmer on rice cakes that you say Ala Michia at the end. And we're just like, we're Mekel, just like the Chacham and Gamliel are Mekel, on all the Shivat HaMinim aside from bread. You say Bracha Achaz Me'ein Sholosh, you don't say the Birchat HaMazon, so too we're Mekel that on rice, you only say Bari Nefashim at the end. So that's the second Machloek, that's on the second line. Kol She'en Olo Nishivat HaMinim. So lo min dogon, kigon pat doriz v'doichin, and rice. Rabbi Gamliel alayim have rice bread, Rabbi Gamliel alayim bracha achat m'yein shol, but she say alam yichya l'chachom ha'anam v'loik lo. So that was the teretz that they gave over here, that the steer between the two prices is a machloek of Rabbi Gamliel and l'chachom. And we pass to like the chachom. This is more finally comes to. We pass to like the chachom that on rice you say bori nina m'zainis in the beginning, and you say Bari Nefashim at the end, a combination. Say Bari Nefashim at the end. What's the Lashon HaBraisa? On the second line on the top of Lamed Zayin and Beis, what's the Lashon HaBraisa? Kol She'en Eloi Meshivet Aminim V'loi Min Dogon Tigon Pas Oriz B'doichim. Kol She'en Eloi, what are the Shivet Aminim? What are the Shivet? Let's call it. Chitos Eretz, Chitos Sarah, the Get and the Tain of Riemann, Eretz, Yeis, Shemen, Uzvah. She had Chitos Sarah, wheat and barley, and was loved up wheat and barley, that includes all the Chamesh and Tunia Dovin. And then you have the other five fruits. So what kind of a Lashon called Shein, a Lev Meshivet Aminim, if it's not a Meshivet Aminim, obviously it's not a Min Dovin. If it would have been a Min Dovin, it would have been a Meshivet Aminim. According to Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, that Oil is the Doichen are a Min Dovin, aren't they from Meshivet Aminim? Aren't they classified under Chit and Masorim? That's the Shaiva. Let's go. What are the Chameshes Mini Dovin? The Chit and Masorim, the Kutma, Shabbat, the Shul, and the Shippo. So what's with these three? In the Chumash, it only says Eretz Chit and Masorim, etc. So the din is that Bikurim, you only bring Bikurim from the Shiva Tamim. So you only bring Bikurim from the Chit and Masorim. What about Kutma, Shabbat, the Shul, and the Shippo? And you bring Bikurim on us. So there's a Taisus in Sochi that talks about it, and it's unclear what it says in Taisus. There are two Girsus in Taisus. I'm a drop on the day. The Magen Avraham quotes this Taisus. In the middle of these Bidim, I'm very many of them have you. So the Magen Avraham quotes this issue, and there's two. There's a Machlokes, a Ma'ashur, and a Pnei Yeshua, how to read the Taisus. The Rashash, Aniz Gemara, alludes to that Taisus. He doesn't tell you to look in the Pnei Yeshua with the whole thing, but he alludes to that Taisus. It's a machlokes haravidim. It's a shaila when you say chameshes mine dogon, because the Gemara says in Sochim, not here, the Gemara in Sochim on daf lamed hay on an aleph. In one Sochim, lamed hay on an aleph is the mishnah of the chameshes mine dogon. No, I'll say about that. It says in order to be able to the mitzvah matzah, you have to have lechem. It has to be lechem only. In order to be called lechem, it has to be chameshes mine dogon. The same thing for hamoitzin, the same thing for erev yechaser, it has to be chai. And the same thing for bar minim zaynus and ala michyan and tzilus yadayim. All the dinim have to be not to be chai ver chomet. The din of dogon. So the mishnah lists off the chameshes mine dogon. Then the Gemara says, Masinsin v'leik Abdech HaBanuri, because the friend of Abdech HaBanuri, Yichai Ben Chala, it's seven, or it is a death and a golf, Yichai Ben Chala, it's Tom, it's Matze, and it's Amaiti, and it's Amaz, and it's Amaz, and everything is over there. So
The Gemara there says that the Chameshes Minigogon are basically only two. It's really only Chit and Asorim. And the Gemara says the Kusim, the Shmona, Shmona, Shipa are just subcategories. They fall either under the category of Chitin, or they fall under the category of Asorim. What does that mean exactly? It's really a subcategory. So Taisha says it's a Hafimina for Hafroshes Chala purposes. But you have to have a certain minimum amount of steak or cookies in order to be chai and chala. Usually if all of us just take a pound of flour, she's not chai enough as a chala. You have to bake it, you have to use at least 3 pounds of flour. You have to use a significant amount, between 3 and 5 pounds of flour. Usually people are mafish chala without a broth. If you use more than 5 pounds of flour, then you mafish chala with a broth. That's the minimum. So let's say if you're baking 2 pounds of flour, of wheat and 2 pounds of barley flour, and it's instant. And if you don't mix them, if you mix them together as a bowl, then it's mistarif yachad. But if it's each one is separate, then it's not mistarif to be mukri mechalal. But what if you made a little bit, 2 pounds of flour of chitim and 2 pounds of the kusman and shabbat shul? I mean, if you got whichever one is the subcategory of chitim,
covering over with the cover
only helps if it's the same thing. If it's chitim and sorim, it doesn't help to cover over with the cover, unless mamish the bubble. Unless you eat it all together, then Pesach is going to Yerushalmi there. Stop mamish. And Allah, Yerushalmi says, kam benashach, kam bebolo. Mishnah says, mechalav, and hameshit, and the dog, and I'm starting there, and there. Everything is going to start with everything that's the bubble. And we mix everything all together. But if it's not the bubble, you didn't blend it all together. You make 2 pounds of chitim, 2 pounds of sorim, and you cover with a cover, or you add nashach. Nashach means that this is everything said, but they're connecting a little bit. Nashach means like biting each other, connecting a little bit. So then they're not mitzarkim, it's one is chitim, one is sorim. But if it's chitim and chitim, and it's nashach, then it is mitzarkim. Even if it's chitim in the subcategory, or it's sorim in the subcategory, then it's also mitzarkim. So the Brisa says the same is there, something wrong in Hamad Aleph, in speaking of chiyav chaleh, that there aren't really chameshes minei dom, there are only two. There's chitim and sorim, and then chita has subcategories, and sorim has subcategories. Like one of them is winter wheat. I already forgot this one. So, that is really winter wheat. It's another form of wheat, a slightly different form of wheat. It's not convenient whether you use it for macaroni or you use it for cookies. The macaroni you use, I think, the winter wheat. The matzah you use the winter wheat. And for the cookies you use the other kind of wheat, the spring wheat. It's a variation of wheat. And there are different variations of barley. So that's one day is the machlekes achrayim. How do we that say this itself? Along with Rav Amavay, since the Braisa says in against the challah that there are really only two kinds of dogon. There aren't really five. And the extra three subcategories are the chitim and the sorim. So when it says in the Chumash that there are chitim and sorim from the shivas aminim, so the chitim and the sorim means that whole category with all the subcategories, everything is included in the shivas aminim. So you would be chayyid and be kurd, you can maybe be kurd even from kurd, mishib, or mishib, or mishib, or also. Because they're really subcategories, they really belong under the heading, it's a class. Chitim is a class, and sorim is a class. And other achanim say it's not true. Other achanim say it's not true. That it's a subcategory, it's only been a get to afrash eskalov. But when you get to what's called shivas aminim, when you get to what you maybe be kurd, there's only chitim itself, the other's not. So the Rashash and Rav Gemara makes that he'ara. He says, Kol she'eino lo mishivas aminim v'lo min dogon. What do you have to add on v'lo min dogon? Once he made the first statement, it's not the mishivas aminim that knocks out chit and mishorim v'ab Yisrael, that knocks out all the subcategories. So he said it would appear from this Gemara, the simple thing is perceptive that it's not so. That the shivas aminim is only the chitim and the sorim proper. And the kustim shibar the shul shikun is not. So that's why the price is that it has to continue from lein min dogan either. From lein min dogan either. If it's a min dogan like kustim shibar the shul shikun, then it's also going to be by a min mizayim. Right. So that's why it says the lein min dogan, because kustim shibar the shul shikun, even though it's not in the shivas aminim, it is a min dogan. So we want to describe Erez V'doichen, so we have to give a double description. The Nitzan Meshivas Aminim is the Nitzan Nindogon. If you just say the Nitzan Meshivas Aminim, the Loma fit, because you may be talking about Kut Mishra Mishra Mishipo. So that everybody would agree that it's Amoyt and it's Bechat Amoyt.
Maybe other characteristics is that you can make fat from them. Oh, that's not because the therefore it's called into the similarity. That makes it not from this and not from this. So what do they get to do?
Yeah, that's the pshat. That's the pshat with the rice and sugar. You're making a loaf. You're making a bread out of it.
But it's talking about the bread.
Yeah. But he just asked, why does the rice add on the additional expressions of onion dogan? Isn't it already included? What you said is the pshat in the bread. What you said is the pshat. The dogan made a bread out of it. That's what we discussed. Made a bread.
The salt part.
Why to every dogan? You need a punch of shrub.
That you're not permitted to eat tata.
Yes. You apply to all kinds of foods. Why don't you make some dogan?
If it's not dogan, then it's worse, then it's visual oven. Let's say the boy cooked rice. The rice is not hot. You never say how much you have rice. But it's worth it. Bishalakim is no heifer. On Tatakim, there's a heifer. It's a pot palter. But on Bishalakim, there's no heifer palter. Machlekes, Bishalakim is not heifer palter. Just because he cooked for everybody at the restaurant, and whoever comes in, whatever customers come in, is that my next door neighbor, the neighbor of Tanya? That's mamish bishalakum. Next neighbor, the hashash of chasnus, it's carbon. But even if it's cooking in a restaurant, it was on your different yet to the other. Whatever comes and takes money, I'll be happy to sell. But no, it's carbon. The silly parts can have bishal as well, so I'll pass it to the other rabbi, if it's not in the hamish, it's in the dog, then it's mocham, then it's worse.
Yes,
but if it's let's say, cookies, if it's cookies, even on the cookie, cake or cookies, let's say, take a cookie to dad, even though you say very minimum zainatan, it's like sensitive places in Jason on the Shokanah post in Yodaya. But since if you would eat enough of the cookies, it would become hamoiti. So even if you only eat one cookie, and it's very minimum zainatan, that has the ether of pot salter. It has the ether of pot salter. Because it is pot above the kitchen. But you do have, it's not called bishalakum. It's called patakum. The patakum has the ether, it's a salter. It is baked by a bakery and they sell it to everybody. Whoever wants must take from the next one. But on Shabbos, they should be. So the OU gives the hasher on all of the cakes and the cookies. An incident, that's why she comes in, let's say. So they patak. So you're permitted to eat it because it's past palter. It's past palter. Even though you only take one minute in the dinner time. So it's not how basic. So it says in the other day, they quote the Texas in the beginning of the second Tarakan day, so since if you would be Kabir Sudana, it would be Hamaiti, so it's called Pap, even now, but it's called Papa Babi Kish. So it says you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So Pap Pap, there's no head to, it's only on the weekdays. It really say it on the label. It say, oh, you, who say it? Sometimes it says, oh, you, milky. Sometimes it says, oh, you, fish. I guess because they're running to business. The whole heter was people are running to business and they have no time to bake their own. Apparently the Jews never went into the Jews were always in businesses where they make a lot of money. Okay, so being a baker, you don't make so much money. So they always had joy in what they did. And the Yishami says, Yishim Chai Nefesh, they had to eat bread. Years ago, the bread was the staple of life. The Iker, Allah Lechi Yechi Ozem. So we showed him that onto the Yishami. So the bread was the Iker of the meal. So Yishim Chai Nefesh, they were about it. But the Kavu Shabbos and Yamsus, and the son of the Yishami, the Balabotus, should bake their own house. So they shouldn't call Ozem on the Shabbos. The fact of the entomins, all of the products that have ashgok, all the cookies and the cakes that are kosher, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that's the only kosher on this day.
So they would make
a kosher on
Shabbos.
Maybe. Yeah, but on Sunday
they don't make kosher.
Are they Jewish company?
Jewish company.
They have Jewish, not enough. It's a Jewish company. It has to be a Jewish baker who's pushing the button. Who knows who's baking it? Jewish company is not called Pati Shur. It has to be a Jewish oyster.
So it's
not about that's a cheese. It's a company like French cheese. It's owned by Eden, so if it comes to the cheese company is owned by Jews, even though the one who makes the cheese is a boy, that's called Vina Pisur. That's what the Shach writes in there today. But by Taz, since the favor is not so, the Chabad writes, in fact, the Chabad is not anymore. The Chabad says that if the company is owned by a Jewish company and has very good bakers, who do work for him, so the Chabad says that there isn't a heter of palter then. You have no heter of palter. The Moshe says we don't follow that Chabad. The Moshe says we'll make a lot of that. But still, it's part Akum, it's part palter. Just because the company is owned by a Jew, it doesn't make it into part itself. Depends on who the baker is. Abdul Salant had the practice that he would wake up early in the morning and he would go from one bake shop to the other, and he would light his pipe. He would make sure he was lighting his pipe, and then after he was finished lighting his pipe, he would throw the match into the pipe. All morning long before he went to down shop, and the people were wondering, what is it, the sugar? He would take stroll around the whole city, lighting his pipe before shachar. But he wanted to participate in the baking, because the Rishonim says you do Ashlochas Kissim. You throw in, if the Jew throws in one kissim, means a match, a little piece of wood. You know, that piece of wood doesn't really add too much to the fire, but as a participation of the Jew in the fire, that removes the pasach. You know, the pasach and the pasach of his mother, but if it's possible to have pasach Israel, it's preferable. So that was one of his many needed cookies. He was in the doctor to master all the bakeries that he wanted. The Ramo is Nekel. If the Jew turns on the fire, then there's no Gishalam. The Machaber holds it itself. The Sadm itself is out there. The Ramo is Nekel and the Machaber is not. Yes. That's the Shad. All the hotels, all the yeshivas, everybody relies on that. All the folks that are in. So they rely on the fact that the Jew turns on the light, the Mashiach turns on the light. But the question is, we have Sprague in the Yeshiva already. And all Yeshivas, you have a lot of Sprague. So how can they eat the food? Or there's the store. They have all the restaurants. They're all under the Hashgacha of the They have Arabs. All the Yeshivas are in the store. Not many of the Yeshivas. They have Arabs doing the cooking and all the Yeshivas. So the Yid, one of the bottom, turns on the fire. But they have to turn on the fire only with Ashkenazim. The fire don't help them. So that's a big shaila. So Rabbi Baggi Yer says, as a tshuva, when he writes, you can be made only come sex pages. That there's one topic, maybe the dinner's like the Ramon over there, maybe the dinner's like the Ramon in the other place. And he quotes the Birkei Yosef, he says that that constitutes a sex pages. Even though the Sfarim have not accepted the Ramon, they always accept the Yerkekar, the Mechaber, but what the Ramon says counts as a topic. So if you have two rabbis, that counts as a sex stage. That's what he says. And the other chief rabbi, who's retired now, Rabbi Moshe Ben Ariel, he disagrees with that stuff that Rabbi Vadir and Sefer. He said nothing to him. He said, you don't accept the rabbis at all, Mishkan Safi. And he said that the Sfarim are not permitted to eat in any of the hotels, in any of the restaurants, in any of the yeshivas. Wherever the cooking is done by way, even though the fire is lit by a Jew, he said to Mishkan Safi, to Mishkan Sex Stage, to the Bolomites, to the Sfarim. There's one whether the base of Shel HaYisrael faces in dates of both one opinion, and there are more quotes that also, that Bishulach was only my next, my Italian ex-neighbor made delicious lasagna in his kitchen, and I was watching that it's all kosher, no trace ingredients, no trace of fat, and he gives it to me. So that's a hashash of his carriage. Bishulach was also not because he may make trace, but because I may marry his daughter, Mishum Chasim. But if I have a Goyish made in my home, what, I'm going to marry her daughter? What's Shaykh that she's my employee? The next one, then the Shaykh I'll throw about it. It's the same level in society. But if she's working for me, what Shaykh to say? Because the Ramah calls it to the Yevon will make a lachat. Chabah holds that that's nothing. The Ramah says that that's a suffix to the Yevon will make a lachat chila itself. And then there's another cool list, the Jew lit the fire. If the Jew lit the fire, so then the Mechaber holds that it starts in the Ramah's Nekosar. Hamal Vagi Yosei writes in his Tshuvah that that's a state state. That since they're doing the cooking in a Jewish restaurant or in a Jewish hotel or a Jewish yeshiva, so there's one topic maybe that's Mutal Hachila. And even if it's not, but the Jew lit the fire, so there's a topic the other Ramah. Much of the Ramah says, no, the Mishkan is state state. He says, the Mechaber does not many of these. How can you even start it for a state state?
Doesn't
mean the Sephardi
cannot accept. Every
Sephardi
cannot accept on
his own. Every person has a Shaila has to follow his Rabbeinu. But by the Sephardim, they hold that their Rebbe is the Rebbe. And by the Ashkenazi, he hold that our Rabbeinu is the Rama. Each one has different traditions.
Oh,
just read that. That's a machlokes of tachreinim. What if you have a Jew who's so not religious that he's a mumadina kafim? That he's a mumadina kafim. Chal Shabbos Sefereti is dina kafim. So is that called bishul achum? Is that called pasach meras? And it's the Jew, and there it is. Both said machlokes. It's a little funny, a lot of our friends that teach the Shulchanot folks said Machlokes is also. A lot of our friends say, what you have to say Bishulachim? The whole issue of Bishulachim, his car is chavrus, I'm married, I'm allowed to marry his daughter. Mamashach, if he has a truma daughter, I'm allowed to marry his daughter. If his daughter's not religious, even if he is religious, I'm not allowed to marry his daughter if the daughter's not religious. What if that's still, if the father, the mother is not religious? Jewish he is. His daughter, I am allowed to marry. If it's nothing, if the daughter is a former girl just because the parents are not religious, there's nothing wrong with the Shira, I'm allowed to marry. So that's why a lot of our friends say that it doesn't make sense to apply the klal over here. Like, woman, dinah ka'akum, so there should be bishul achum and there should be kasachum. Avnei Nezer says, that Avnei Nezer has in his tshuvas on Yeridei, every so often he has a running commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Instead of just writing a tshuva, he has fifth by fifth commentary. No, for three of us he has his data like that. He must have his fifth. And he'll say Bishul Akum, and Tatsachim has running commentary, sif by sif. So he writes on this, Machloikas, if it's true, but he says the other way is correct. Because even though it doesn't make sense, to say that if he's Machal Shabbat, Dina Kakum, that you're allowed to marry his daughter, then why should there be a Nisir of Bishul Akum, a Tatsachim? He says it's a Leitmug Rabbanim, and Kosha, Chidushi, Haran, and Kulim. The first pair in Kulim, that even when it doesn't make sense, we see that Kachnema Aloche, whoever is Mumma Dina Kakum, has all the rights and privileges and all the kusim like an akum, even though the logic, the rationale doesn't apply. So he's asking his mama that it is part akum. Bayayin, it says even though he doesn't practice other than that's his right. He quotes the Ran in the first paper, Kulam Dafei, says that even though the Mumma Chal Shabbos is not another bit of his daughter. So they want to say that he asks the Yayin of Magra because he's Menachachit. So the Ran says nevertheless the demon that he does after the Machlokes. And we pass from the idea that he does after. There are Rishonim who disagree. There are Achrenim who disagree. But the Mechabit quotes the Ran and the Rajbo who say that the Mum of Chal Shabbos after the Yayin, he does not have a Shabbos without a desire. And the Ran spells out that that's not Lacha, that even though the rationale and the logic doesn't apply, that's not Lacha. If he's been a Kachem, he's been a Kachem. But he asks the Yayin. That was also big machlokes. Yeah, we passed in the chumash that you do need chavis. It's also a big discussion. Yeah. When do you apply? That's a big issue in Israel. When do you apply the one din of Rabbi Shimon? So when do you say to move the kavim? That's a big question. That's a big question. How far do you go? Okay. Yeah. Gemara, which is the sister? So you said, Gal from the sister. And everyone who came in, I assume they wanted to say, Gal from the sister. Who helped them? Yeah. Shulman, I said, this guy, everybody's master, Chayim and Shulman's a master. Even potatoes, Chayim and Shulman's a master. The only guy who did not even know. I tell him, but they're like, well, okay. Yeah, why not? Yeah. He holds his dove. Olach HaMesh is singing a dove in HaChayim and HaTor. We got a chum tirash for the Torah. We just had a maslek is the pay Yeshua and the Marsha where the Kutzman should go to Shua and Shita and after the Shibbos Amina where Yechayim and Bikur. So it's all going to be in our favor. It's good for Masa. It's good for when you call him in our favor. So they should be gone for. They should be gone for this dove. Yeah, for sure. Why not? Yeah, the Yechayim and Yuri holds that for sure. And they want to bring us back to the Mishra. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. Read the Gemara on the fifth line from the text. Read the Gemara, the Mayim came to Rabbi Gamliel. So the Brisa that said before, there was one Brisa that said to Tehri, said after eating rice, you have to say Alam Michiel. You have rice kugel. So that's the use of the Rabbi Shmuel, the use of the date, he say, Bore Priva Dhamma, that's not accepted. We talk to him and say, Bore Min Zenit when you eat the rice kugel. So the question is, what Brisa do you say when you finish eating the rice kugel? So this Brisa says, that you say, Alam Michiel, and Igmar says, we don't follow that, because that depends on Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, and we pass on to Chachamim, that is burned us also. So Igmar, the Mayu came to Senet, right, so that says that you say, Alam Michiel. Whose opinion is that for Rabbi Gamliel? Drag the Igmar in and say for the ratio. What about the other line in the bright that says, Amen, Akus is Kayamai. It says that if you had bread, and you broke the bread up into tiny, let's say you have matzah farfel now. Yeah, you start off with matzah, I'll make you 11 minutes. And then you make matzah farfel. It's still a mighty lachem and heart. And then you cook the matzah top, you soak this in eggs, and you make matzah bry, and you fry it. So then it says the broth is burned in the zenith. It's no longer a mighty because it's tiny particles that are less than a kazayin. And you only say Boim in Mizaynus in the beginning, and you say Alam Yichya at the end. Greg the Gemara, but if Rabbi Gamliel had a double machlekes with the Chacham, what was the other thing that he disagreed with the Chacham? He held that whenever you eat a significant amount of cake and cookies, you have to bench for the Chamazi. Even though the broch in the beginning was Boim in Mizaynus, but the broch in the end is Bricha Chamazi. So Greg the Gemara. So my Yukim to you, that's the name is Bryce, according to whom Shabbat and Amliel, that he says that you say Alam Yechia after the rice. Greg Mabar Rabbi Amliel holds another funny sheet that he says Bichas Amor than after cookies. And he says the Ferish and the Bryce are nice, so. Hey, let's say for the Reisha, read the other line, earlier, the end of the Reisha, and then at least it's Kayam Shishkiv, Mabarach Allah, Boyim, and Zerun, so it's like, Mabarach Allah, Boyim, and Zerun, and Shalosh, that you say, Boyim, and Zerun, it's on the Master Bryce, because it's dry, and at the end you only say Alam Yichya, straight to Gemara. Mani, who sheet is it? He, Rabbi Gamliel, this goes by Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds it on seeds and on dates and on olives and on grapes, he say Alam Yichya Tamod. But certainly on cake and cookies, and certainly on cake and cookies also different Tamod. And certainly something that's called off is our way to see. And then it fell down to Boyd and Zen, but you certainly be different Tamod. He says on fruit, and the shivat amim says that the tamaz and on dice is a very minimal zaynus, but it never started up as amos, never began as amos. Still, you say that the tamaz, and the Rabbi Amliel says gimel brachos. That it started up as amos and it fell down to mizaynus. May I put this kayamet that knocked down to burn mizaynus. It's a hakalatam in the boy. It should be a hall that you say Birkat Amaz. How can the bride say that you only say maximum, you only say Alam Yichya?
Yeah, what if you don't want to
see
the
Mishnah? Yeah. What? You mean to say if it's knocked down, it works?
Yeah. Knocked down, it works? Of course, Birkat Amaz has nothing to do with Amaz. You have to do with the type of minute.
No, but he said you say Birkat Amaz. Say Birkat Amaz on it. The people say Birkat Amaz. The fact that you fried it, you made not to dry it, so that knocks it down from Hamayt, so you with the level of drop, it becomes Boyim in Zenit. But it's still, from the Hamayt, it's really dozen. So it's still Boyim in Zenit. So that's the kasha. So let it slide, like cake or cookies. Like we see them. Like we eat. That you say, Birkat Hamayt in the Ella does the Gemara, you can't say the terrors that we said. We said that one writer goes like Rabbi Gamliel, one writer goes like Rabbi Gamliel, it just doesn't fit in. If it's Rabbi Gamliel, the stimpish with the other line. Ella does the Gemara, she said Rabbana. The writer doesn't go like Rabbi Gamliel. We're not going to have any writers that are going to go like Rabbi Gamliel. We've been got it to this, but then I'll also, we don't hold like, not like the one Rabbi Gamliel, not like the other, you can't say that. You said this one, wasn't it? Great. He says that it's not enough to eat here a couple of cookies. He made one to their food or not. Greg Mori Kash, he also cashed the Rabbana, not the Rabbana. Aye, if the Brisa goes away to Rabbana, but the other Brisa says, and it says the Pharisee and the Septer, that the Rabbana holds it after eating rice, he just says, go in the flushes. They don't hold that you say, Alam Yechi, but the Gemara, it's a listen. It's a choice right from the Brisa. The Brisa that says that you say, Alam Yechi, after eating the rice, it's not correct. If the Brisa would have been like Rabbi Gamliel, would have been correct. But the Brisa is obviously not Rabbi Gamliel. It's like the Rabbana. So it's in that type, so that's wrong. Rabbi Gemara. El Pshita Rabbana, Happy Kasha Rabbana. El Yoram Rabbana, for Tzili, Gabi Eres, you have to read. But Tzili means Lumagia. You have to correct the text in the Brisa. Tzili, Gabi Eres, and Lubba says, Eid of the Baruch Allah, the Lord Kul. That if you finish eating the rice, you say, Barna Toshu. You don't say, I'm going to say, so that's the Maskana Toshu. That's the Maskana Toshu. Then I write, you say, burn in the Zenith before. You say, burn the Pasha at the end. The next particular demand we know already. We had already a few times. Robert talks about some kind of a Michael where they used to mix together honey and flour and cook it or bake it together. So first he made a distinction. Originally, Robert made a distinction. Which is the majority? Do you have more than 50% of flour? Do you have less than 50% of flour? So that's the cloud in respect to Birchas HaNenin. If you have mixed together a Shahakal with Adam, or you have mixed together a Ha'etzuk with Adam, or Ha'etzuk with Shahakal. So whichever is less than 50% is arbitrarily declared as a Shahakal. You only say the Brach on the Yitzhak. The Zionist is the one exception to the rule. That's where Rabbi Shmuel claimed that. That's the one exception to it. So Rabbi originally was not aware of that. He didn't know that. So Omar Rabbi originally, Rabbi Gitaskin, Hai Biyat, or the Chakloi. Chakloi means where the farmers make it. it's on the forearm to have a lot of chemo. So the next thing, the chemo is not, they don't have to pay, when you go to buy chemo from the store in the city, it's worth money. And the farm, they have a lot. So the mashi, they came for, they add a lot. They mix in harbit, mashi means harbit. They mix in a lot of chemo. The sense is more than 50% flour, and less than 50% is honey and other ingredients. So the verb, very minimal designers. My time, what's the reason why it's designers? The seed is eager, seed is the flour. The sense is more than 50% flour, so that's the eager, and it goes with the regular deal of eager and topple. But if you eat it, he lives in the city of Mahuza. Mahuza is an animal. So the brother lives in Mahuza, he says, the Mahuza, if you eat the same reactor in the city, not on the farm, and in the city they don't have flour, so that's the buy in the store, that's expensive. So they try to save a little money. The Lord Mahuza, they came because they don't put in so much chema, so it's less than 50%. Okay, I'm not so simple, but that's the same thing as that, so it's a total. So the work called shakalim is about my time, what's the reason? Because the shaker, because the honey and the other ingredients are the majority, more than 50%. That's what Rabbi said originally. And then the Gemara says, the harder on my Rabbi, and later Rabbi changed his track, and he passed him not so easy to easy, both on the foreman and the city, burning him in his end. Why? Because he heard that Rabbi Shmuel said on the top before, the Rabbi Shmuel, Damash Afayu, Koshi Eshbar means even if it's less than 50%, as long as it's not Lezabek Diab, as long as it's less than Alei, it's not the Kedir's body, Koshi Eshbar, Mechadesh Yisamin, and Baruch Anol, and Baruch Anol, and we mentioned about Ben Avram, and this is what Koshi Allah, and Ben Avram, what about rice, we saw skin, and Baruch Anol, and what if you have some kind of a concoction where you have rice mixed in with other machbalim? You have a lot of times.
Rice with honey,
you have sometimes rice in the middle of chicken, a filling of
some cabbage.
So let's say the rice is less than 50%.
Rice with
meat. Rice with meat, and the rice is less than 50%.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. What is it? So the Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel, all that I write, you never say very many things. That's what they hold. But the Gemara says, you look to the Rabbi Shmuel, you don't pass my Rabbi Shmuel, because of the fact they're entitled to disagree. The Gemara says, Rabbi Tano, who follows, you don't say, Rabbi doesn't help me some else. We say, Rabbi Tamil, with the Chum, he doesn't accept anything. So we don't pass my Rabbi Shmuel, we pass my Chum, it's time, that right is better than his right. So the Shaila says, Rabbi Shmuel, that right is never very many things. Of course, they're not going to discuss it with the Talmud. We're talking that rice is bargaining in the Zayin. We're talking like Rabbi Shmuel at Kol Sheyesh Bo, even if it's only less than 50%, but if it's Lissar Aleis, so then it's always declared a business. So what if you have rice with the flesh? So the Magen Avraham says no. He says that halacha, that Kol Sheyesh Bo, is not that bargaining in the Zayin, because Allah is to give bracha that it always wins. No, he says, always wins. It's not that Bar Minimizan is always going, but you can have it, you can mold by Pechitim, so you have a Bar Minimizan, it's in the Sam Bechamesh, and don't know how is that, right? But then he says if it's less than 50%, it loses. Then the flesh is going to be vegan. Then it should happen.
So how about the cabbage,
which
is on the outside,
which
is around it?
Chocolate. Yeah, sure. That's not only a top, but that's like
pepper.
I think so. That could be a sign. Could be what it is. How it's changing, it's more than 50%. Could they?
Instead of rice, it would have been
wheat. Could they? I don't know. So far it's easy. The next Gemara is the famous complicated to you. The Shaila is when you have the matzah bride. What bracha do you say when you're starting off?
Okay.
French toast. You start off with something that was hamaitzi, and then you fried it, or you cooked it, so does it retain the broth of hamaitzi, or does it fall down to become vermin? Right, that's the question. Then does it retain the hamaitzi? You have, let's say, in the yeshiva, all the restaurants, they have all the leftover challah, so they use it, and they put it as a filling for the slice of bread for the chicken. But that's the shayla.
That's not coming anymore.
So when does it retain burning? Then is it still going to be burning? When does it retain the bracha pamor? You see, when does it lose the bracha pamor? Okay. Okay. So that's the shayla. When? No, that's the shayla. He's kind of hesitant. So that's the shayla. When does it retain the bracha pamor? You see, when does it go down to the madrega or burn it then? So the bracha says something about it, right? See, the Taita said over here, Alam Zayin Amin Aleph. We ran through it quickly because we weren't so interested in it. And Alam Zayin Amin Aleph, it says on the Taita, Sefer Teret Dalek, Atanya Kosa Sefachito. Then it says, Kalam Afal Bishbo Bizman Shakruz Is Kayam Ra'is. What is that? It says sometimes it's still Hamoiz. See, we're talking, we made Kalam Afal, you made bread out of it. And then after Afal, then Bishbo. You cook the bread after it was Hamoiz, and you broke it up. So sometimes it retains the drop of Hamoiz, sometimes Bizman Shakruz Is Kayam Ra'is, it's still Hamoiz. And if Ben Abu is Kayam, or he said it's Bird Imzan, so what do you call Abu is Kayam? What does that mean? So Rabbi Yosef is commenting on that success. This Rabbi Yosef on Lamed Zayin, on the day, by Chavitza, is getting shot in that success. What does Chavitza mean? The Rashi says, don't do this. The Machleg is Rashi and Tyson. The Rashi says, that's what the word Chavitza means. What does the word Chavitza mean? Tyson, you should look in the shot to find out where the word Chavitza is. And there's a top thesis. They say the last few lines. They quote the Gemara in Bob Messias Tariqet, the last line of thesis. They quote the word Chavit Sefiyas and Shas in other places have nothing to do with cooking pieces of bread, nothing to do with French toast, nothing to do with matzah bread. None do that. What has it got to do? The Gemara has in Bob Messias Chavit Sefiyas the tablet, that you have dates. That they're stuck together with an eagle. So they're stuck together because of the moisture, because of the juice. That's all chavitza. Chavitza just means anything that is separate. And you push them together and they stick together. The census is going to give a whole different shot from Rashi. Let's first learn with Rashi. Rashi's not so big. Things we'll have to spend a lot of time on this to figure out exactly what's going on. So Rashi translates Chavitza means that you took pieces of bread, I give you a French word, that he says, Shanafari in the Toch of Ilfes, Lechem, that they throw into Ilfes is a pot. So you cook your soup, your mashke, Ilfes, and you're putting in Lechem, and you're cooking. Yeah. You're doing a bishul on the bread. So what's the din, whether it retains either cooking or frying the thing that at one time was hamoiz. So Rabbi Yosef is giving shot in the tzeft on amralos. Hi, chavitza, if you have bread that was cooked, the izbeh pirun and kazay is, when it says kus is kayamayz, is hamayz, then kus is kayamayz, is by meaning zaynus. What do you mean kus is kayamayz? So if you have chunk that still maintain the size of a kazay. The other of the din is that you say hamoiti on bread even if it's less than a kazayin. Mm-hmm. Even if it's less, so you have a piece of matzah parcel that's less than a kazayin. But you have matzah mel. You need matzah mel. Say the Shulchan Aruch that you say hamoiti even less than a kazayin. Taisa says on Amin Aleph, it's wrong Taisa says. In order to say a bracha achreino, you have to eat a kashir. Whatever the shear is, either the shear is kazayin, or the ziyah, or whatever the shear is. But in order to say a bracha vishreino, you don't have to have any shear. Even to say the bracha of hamoiti, the Rasha Mishnah said, yeah, you say a bracha, but on less than the Kizai said bread, you say Dvar Mizani, so you say Dvar Kri Hablam. The Hashim is a Hamaiti, that means it's a special bracha, only applies if eating a Kizai is a bread. But we don't pass one like that. We even if you eat matzah sarf, even if you eat matzah mel, you say Hamaiti, that means it's a bracha. Now comes Rabbi Yosef and he says, that's how you eat the matzah mel, yes. But if you cooked it, and the particles at the time of cooking were less than the kazai is, so that's called Eira Kusis Kayamai. So the fear of the two considerations, two factors together, that you had at the time, you had a bishul as number one, and at the time of the bishul, the particles of the bread were less than the kazai is, so that knocks down the bracha to become very minimal. Hai chavitza, these be pihur and kazai is, if it still had kazai at the time of bishul, So the treatment of Baruch Halapa Moti, we look at the Baruch Halapa Shalosh Brachos, that retains the status of Pav, and Tamoti invention. Of the late Beti Ruin Kazayas, but if it doesn't have Kazayas at the time of the cooking, Toshib Shai, at the time of the cooking it didn't have a Kazayas, then the bright that says on the Manavis, that the Tchilim of Baruch Halapa Moti, and then it's going to Baruch Achas Meyein Shalosh. How does he know that that's shot in this Kosefer? That it depends on Tirun and Kazayis, not Tirun. It says Tushis Kayomis and Tushis Kayomis. How does he know that Tushis Kayomis means Kazayis? How does he know that Tushis Kayomis is the Tirish Ha'ilah? He says, no, Ninalo Amr, Rav Yosef, Ninalo, where do I come off to say that? Look at the time we have this Brisa. They have a Brisa that says, he thinks that it says on the Brisa. And Abaye, his sound is going to dig us up with Rav Yosef. He thinks that it doesn't say on the Brisa. Look, it did not mean a lot of time to have a brisa. Oh, yeah, I'm in a matri menachas, the Yerushalayim. This was the problematic brisa. Somebody, doesn't say who we're talking about, somebody is standing in Yerushalayim, and they're offering a carbon mincha. What do you mean, a balabas? They're offering a carbon mincha, and the kohen is doing that problem. So we're talking on the balabas, and we're talking on the kohen. So somebody says, I'm a baruch shech yadu, we came out of a diyanah lazman azeh. You say shech yadu. Who says
Shabbat?
Right, has a lot of menachos.
Yes.
What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Hoya Yisroel. Rashi says, Hoya Yisroel Balabas. Yisroel, Hoya the Makriv Menachos. How can he still be Makriv Menachos? Rashi says, and it's not on the coin last week. I brought a carbon in and I gave it to the coin to the ark. Doesn't mean I'm Makriv there. I'm not allowed to be Makriv. All of us, Shachiyana, in Lo Hegel Menachos, there, Yavid Rabbin. I haven't come to Yerushalayim to bring an intern in a long time. Yes, so he does a mitzvah that he hasn't fulfilled. Maybe he likes children every day, puts on a talus every day, he benches every day, he says amoti every day. He's not so excited. He doesn't say shakyanu every day. But if he eats matzah once a year, so he says shakyanu. He reads the gila once a year, so he's excited about the mitzvah of
nigel.
if he only puts on children once a year, he'll say shakyanu. So that's what Rashi says, that he hasn't offered a carbon mitzvah in a long time.
Why would you put the nigel in the kashkafel in the morning?
Okay, should be. Let's say the Baba should go, they get a guy to witness them, they know this is going to be maybe once in a lifetime. Maybe an akarami should say shakyanu. So the people didn't wait till? So the Shabbos, when they waited till, once in a long, long while, Zeh Yamim Rabim, Rashi writes. He hasn't done the mitzvah, Zeh Yamim Rabim. So Rashi says that he says Shabbos. The Taisus has a discussion. The second Taisus discussion. This is an it says that everything depends on how you read this Gemara. The issue of saying Shabbos. There's a Ramon Yeridayim, Simon Chafet. Hilchos Shlita has 27 Simonim. Hilchos Shlita starts with Simon Chafet. And Simon Chafet is about Kisei Adam. After he finished the Shlita, he starts to do Kisei Adam. He's got his chicken, Chai Riyot. On Behemoth, there's no Kisei, Chai Riyot in a Kisei. So the Ramon writes in Simon Chafet, if it's the first time in your life that you ever did a Shlita, and you're doing a Kisei Adam on a turkey, on a goose, or whatever, on Chai Riyot, so he said, you don't say Shachyanu on the Shchit, he's killing an animal. So you say Shachyanu on killing an animal. That's not nice. But you should say the Shachyanu on the Kisei Adam. On the Kisei Adam. So the Shachta's over there. Where did this come from? The first time in his lifetime. He says the first time he wakes up also. Bar Mitzvah Bracha says Shachyanu the first time. First time he wears talis, we'll say the Shachyanu is the first time to get married. So he says Shachyanu when the first time you do a mitzvah. He's never heard of that. So he says the mocker of each other, the mocker is the Havois and Hogim, and goes back to the Rakeh. What's the mocker of the Rakeh? This Bryce, the mocker is this Bryce. But the Shach has a little Shach, says a Pella, nobody holds like that. Rashi says this, nobody holds like that. But it's the first time in your life that you're doing a mitzvah that you say Shachyanu. So he runs by Kashi, he says we shouldn't really pass on this Rakeh, but there's a different shot in the air. And we don't really accept it. His taste is going to cause such a pshat. Pirish Rashi. Rashi, he learns, Bala Bayi, the Yisroel, Hamisnad is Nisro. And Rashi explains, he hasn't brought, well, I haven't even known his Zed Yavi Rab, hasn't brought in a long, long time. And he's excited about bringing. The taste is in the Dech of Gondolu. It doesn't really fit into the words of the Vice, as a Hayoim, and a Makra Mashma, the Koina Makra. Sounds like the Koina is Everything over here is going to be on the coin.
Well,
I'll
eat it. But it's an Jewish coin.
Yeah. But then it continues to tell them the same guy that says the tell on the offer the vote how much you let me know. The tell on the offer is the coin, not the dollar bill. That's all the verb later on, Makri goes on the coin, and the tell on the offer goes on the coin. The Rashi says the Oyma Brach Shachyara goes on the Yisrael. It's so vague. It would appear that it goes on the coin, not on the Israel. Sounds like the whole price that goes on the coin. So should the Tirish Amil, it's not the Adrian and Halok.
The Israel makes the Shechion,
makes the Yad, it's the coin and digging it that you want. Okay, that's a Rashi Halk. The text doesn't argue on the long list. They argue the Tirish Amil doesn't fit in. They say the text doesn't read straight. They say the first line is talking about the Balabos, and the second line goes on the coin. So they think that it's not, that it doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit in, and maybe they think that the din is not true. So who is the coin that's saying the broken? The death is broken. The coin of the Machu doesn't sound like he's giving it to the coin. The chain leads to the next coin of the price in the palm on the offer. Mash with that coin coin. We're talking about the coin. The text says the Tirish Amilis must be the coin for Shechion. Why does the coin say Shechion? So that's what you say. He brings 15 minutes a day. Why do you say Shechion? We near the coin, I'm a lahak of Rishon the Mishmar, so. The Chav Dalad Mishmar is Hayu. What do you mean? Koyin Ha'oimid Lahakri Rishon. The Tzayt is touching it up a little bit. We have a Chakir. No, they touch it up. The Chav Dalad Mishmar is Hayu. The Kohen was divided into 24 families, into 24 groups. And every week, the whole Shabbat is Chadash is Mishmar Acheres. And every week there was a Mishmar, it would switch on Shabbat afternoon, Shabbat morning. So the new Mishmar would take over until next Shabbat. And then the middle of next Shabbat, next Mishmar until the middle of next Shabbat, and so on. And so every Koyin, every family has a shot, has a course to bring Korbanos once every 24 weeks. So just like you say Shechionah when you read the Megillah, once a year, and you say Shechionah when you sing on Chanukah list once a year because you're excited that a Mitzvah Bar Mizman is not once a year. So why did not you fill in? You're not so excited. It comes every day, once a day, Talos every day, benching every day. You say Brichas HaMazon every day. But once a year, there is a simple. So once every 24 weeks is also a pretty big simple. But Taisa says, every week on Shabbat they switch Mishmaris, and then the Mishmaris were divided into both the others, either 6 and 7 both the others. So every day Tashav and Rashi, two different Rashis, whether there were six Bote Yavis, every day, Sunday through Friday, and Shabbat, they all had a right to whoever will stay. Everybody wants to go home for Shabbat. They have wife and children, they're not going to fly into Yerushalayim with their whole family. It's good enough, we're happy enough if they take off from work, they take off from their work for a week. But the Shabbat is expected in this. So one Rashi writes that on Shabbat there was hardly anybody around, so Shabbat over the Shmarzim. And there's another Rashi where he said not so, that there were seven Bati Yavis. And each day of the week, a different Beit Sav, a different section of the big family of the Mishmar had a schus to bring Korban. And he says, in Kain, Kol Mishmara Eina Mishameret El Beit Pamim, Bashana, every family only has a schus to bring the Korbanos twice a year. Every 24 weeks, every 48 weeks, twice, then another couple of weeks. Some people have three times a year. Most of them only have twice a year. So the Kedesh is from Zman Kavua, it's like a bit of what Zman is Zman, like Matzah, or like Kriyat HaMegillah. They say Shechionah. Okay, so this is once every 24 weeks. So this is Mahadish, once every 24 weeks is good enough. Don't put call up on Zman is Zman. But to say, I haven't done the mitzvah in a long time. This fellow, he didn't like film since he was in Europe. He's done mitzvah in Europe and Alpha Haim and Alpha Haim, 60 years later, he hasn't liked film. So he's going to say, you're going to have him say Shachel, because he hasn't done Zer Yom and Rabim. So that's what Rashi says, and Tosha says no, because theoretically, it's a mitzvah that's supposed to be observed every day. So just because you haven't been doing what you're supposed to do, and you're all excited, so you're personally excited, that's no reason to say Shekhanah. That's what Taisha disagrees with the Rashi. Taisha says there has to be a mitzvah which Alpi Din is brought in Malaz Ma, not that Alpi Mikre, Alpi is dumbness, it turns out that you happen to be doing it Zeh Yom Ram, you haven't done it.
Why
what? No, I don't think it means Rishon and Ishmael. It means that, like he is. What if he has 50 menachas a day? That means the first carbon that he does today on his Nishman, his Beis Av, his day is Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah, I don't love Dafke. I don't think it means
Rishon. It means that you're drinking a shiur, I don't know, on behalf of the Nishman.
Whatever carbon comes first in the morning. Whatever carbon comes first. One kind is going to be makkah darla tamid in the morning. So whoever gets the first chance that every kind has to do a carbon, whatever the carbon has to be, I know that ashmana machatas and ashmana, whatever it is, even if it's only an insult, this is the lowest level. Whatever carbon you happen to do first in your day, your day, so you say shakyana on that. Because doing our burden based on Nidvish is a mitzvah blam is man as well. Yeah. I think that the Hakrov is not carbon. He's doing his job. Kanzama only does that way once a year. No, the deal is that the Kanzama has the right to do whatever. He has the right to violate all the, he's above all of the Shema.
I am Kippur.
I am Kippur. He has to own it. So I have to. I don't know. Or he shouldn't say. Or according to Taisis, that you only say Shachyana when the different Shachyana. The Shachyana on the new fruit season, then the Shachyana on Yom Tov, then the Shachyana he got new Kalim Chadashim. Different kinds of Shachyana. So this Shachyana that has to do with mitzvahs, Taisis claims only on a mitzvah above his man is man al tizim. So the family can go all year long, he has the right to do Hakrov and Kabbalah. I mean, there are some Kabbalahs that he has to do. And Yom Kippur he has to do. I don't know. If I recorded the Taisha, since every day he can do Kabbalah, even though he doesn't. Let's say the Tangaru only brings Kabbalahs on Yom Kippur. But theoretically he could, he does have the skill to do the Kabbalahs every day. So the Taisha would not be Bomb's Mahmoud.
Shouldn't
it be some Kabbalahs
within the Shachyana from Kippur anyway? Is that right? All of the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur should be consumed in the Shachyana for a month.
We say Shachyana at night on Rosh Hashanah, and then when we blow Shaita, we say Shachyana again. So the Mogen Avraham quotes the Ravid. Why do we say Shachyana again? The Ravid is in Tzmin Gein. Why do we say Shachyana again? Because Pesach night, what do you do? Pesach night you say Alachilas Matzah. I'm like to say Alachilas Matzah. You don't say Shachyana. Why not? Because you just say Shachyana and Kiddush. So how come on Rosh Hashanah? You say Shachyana. Why do you say Shachyana again? So he says because he cannot do it. Because it says you cannot be going to the mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar Balayla. It has to be Dafke Bayom. So the Shachyana at night is not oil for the morning. Yeah. The same thing with Tzimat Sukkot. On the first day of Sukkot. And the first day of Sukkot, he says Shachana Tilos Lulim, because he had Yetzin with the Shachana Balayla. The Shachana Balayla is Oila also on the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkot, so the Yeshiva Sukkot is the Balayla. So the Shachana covers that, but it doesn't cover the Mitzvah, both the Man of Man is both Yeshiva Sukkot, and the Tilos Lulim, so Yeshiva Sukkot, which is Balayla, so you can cover two different things. It's one Shachana, that's what he said before. Two different things. His father died, his father's alive, he won the Irish sweepstakes. He made $1 million matana, so he said Shachyana. And then he bought a new automobile, and then it's also he saw a new food, and then whatever, and so all the Shachyana is all together. So you say one Shachyana, you say everything. So Balayla, Alel Pesach, you say Shachyana, and Leal Sukkot, you say Shachyana, the Shachyana covers the Shachyana on Yantif. It's only the Kalakam, the Shachyana is only for the Yantif, and it's also only for the Mitzvah Matzah, which is Bom's Mamazan, it's only for the Mitzvah of Shiva the Sukkot. But it's not only the Shachyana, on Leal Yantif, it's not only for the Tzkiyah Shofar, for the Mitzvah because that's part by Yom. It's a different month. So that's Mechayv and Nadesh Hashem. Shabbat is the second morning. That's the Shabbat. The second morning. Second day, Rosh Hashanah. The Machlok is right. It's Shabbat and Ashkenazim. The Mechadah says that you don't say Shachana like the Rambam. And the Rambam passes that if you do say Shachana, you should have a Begat Chodesh. Begat Chodesh. But if you don't have the Begat Chodesh, then we follow the Ikaret and you do say Shachana. What about the second day, Sukkot? But we don't say Shachyana. We don't say Shachyana. But that's the question. Why not? Why don't we say Shachyana? We said in there, it should be. If you think Sparta and we follow the Mechaber that we don't say Shachyana, second day Rosh Hashanah. take the other thing to say, the Gemara says, in the Gemara, whenever you have a Celtic drop of Gemara, except for the sake of the other.
That's why you take the
rule of the decision. Second, you don't say, that's the Shabbat. The answer is, you call out the Hamashat, you said you can't do that, because it doesn't work on the first day. But that's the kasha, that's the problem. But there is a teres, but we don't hold like that teres. There is a mahalo. The teres should have been like this. The Gemara says in Sukkah that Nikar Adin, when you build the Sukkah, you can say the Shachyanu then, and then the Shachyanu then, and when you do the Igun HaLulav, let's say you tie up the Lulav on Erev Yom, and you can say the Shachyanu then, and you'll be right, so you want us to repeat the Shachyanu again later on. But we don't do like that. The Gemara says, if since we're gonna say Kiddush Ala Yayin on Leil Sukkot, and if we'll say Shachyanu on Leil Sukkot, it'll be Ala Yayin, so the Drach of Shachyanu will be in hand. So why should you say Shachyanu v'Shas Asiyas HaSukkot? True, you'll be right saying. If the Yayin will say Shachyanu, then why not say the Shachyanu till later? Then we should have the added Chashivus of being Ala Yayin. So that's our practice, to wait till late.
The same thing with Shachyanu on Rosh Hashanah.
And the Shachyanu on Egin Halulav, you really could have said the Shachyanu when you tie up the Lulav with the Hadas and Arov and Erev, because even though you're not yet saying it, so then you're just doing the Hakana of the Egin. But we don't do it like that for whatever reason, you say the Shachyanu later. But if you say before, then you don't repeat the Shachyanu later. So what would be the din if you said Shachyanu in between Asiyas HaSukhi and Yeshiva? What is the din if you said the Shachyanu in between the Egin Halulav and the Netilas Halulav? Will you be right there now? So that's the machlokes harishayim, the rush at the end of Sukkah has that machlokes harishayim. Is it only that the Shachyanu is b'shas asiyas achetz l'shon mitzvah, when you do the egin halulah, when you do the asiyas ha-sukkah, you do b'shas asiyas achetz l'b'shas kima mitzvah. But in between, is either him or there, so it's going to start talking about Tola, or I have to be misasik in the mitzvah, or do you say no? Either b'shas asiyah or renegade are in between, up until the mitzvah. That's the machlokes harishayim, that's the machlokes harishayim. So how do we talk in on this? How do we talk in? So that's the problem. That's the machlokes harishayim. What do you do on the second night of Sukkot when you say the Kiddush? What's the Seder of the Brachah? So the Gemara on the left off in Sukkot has a machlokes harishayim. What's the Seder when you say Kiddush? The first you say Dvar Pei. Okay, then you say Kiddush. And then you have a machlokes amaroyim. What you say, Leisha Batsuke, and then Shachyanu, you say Shachyanu, Leisha Batsuke. So how do we pass in the Gemara? The Hilchasah, you say Shachyanu at the end. Why do you say Shachyanu at the end? So the Gemara gives one time, and the Rosh gives them guns at a different time. The Rosh says, because the Shachyanu, we didn't say the Shachyanu when we built the Sukkah. So the Shachyanu that we're saying tonight on Sukkah is a very little time on the kind of the Shachyanu on the Yavzit. Let's say I'm in the North Pole and I have no Sukkah, whatever. It's freezing, I'm not going to sit in the Sukkah. I'm in the hospital, I'm on the phone. So I'm going to say Shachyanu on Yavzit anyway. So there's a Shachyanu because of the Simchat Yavzit. We say Shachyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur without a Sukkah. We say Shachyanu on Yavzit alone. Then we say Shachyanu, so they're missing on Sukkah above the Zaman. So since the Shachyanu is all over the Khan, both on the Yavzit and on the Yeshiva Sukkah, and the Yeshiva Sukkah, we say Shachyanu at the end, then it should go on both. Both on the Kiddush representing Yavzit, and on the Leisha Bet Sukkah, the Mitzvah of Shachyanu is all over the Khan. So to represent that idea, we say it at the end. Shaila is the second night, thank you very much, the second night of Sukkah. So there's a big machlokes, take the Seder of you, but on the second night of Shachyanu, it said first, and then you say the Leisha Bet Sukkah, that's what it says, and this is it. But in the Bona Zayin Seder, in the Mishnah Berurah Seder, it says not so, because many G'dayi Achrayim That's the basic collector says. The ikir is like the goyim and like the rabbi talks from that you don't nishana. The first time, the second night, you don't say any different. You say the shachyana at the end. What's the issue? Whether you today over or not? The Hasidim do switches, the Yekkes do switches. And the real Mitzvahim, who follow the Rosh, that they don't switch. What's the issue? So the Rosh tells you, the end of Sukkot, the last page, the Rosh tells you what the Nekudas HaMachlekes is. This is this. You said Shachyana last night. The first time of Sukkot, you said Shachyana. And you had in mind both. Yom Tov and Yeshiva the Sukkot. Why do we say Kiddush the second night? Yesterday, there's only one day on the end. Speak of the other. Speak of the other means maybe yesterday was Erev Sukkot. And I'll leave it then if tonight is the real Sukkot. So you got to say Shachyana tonight because tonight is Yom Tov. Tonight is Yom Tov. What about the Shachyana goes on the Sukkot also? Shachyana could have said when I built the Sukkot. So now I said Shachyana last night. So that's in between the building of the Sukkot and the first time I'm fulfilling the Mitzvah. Because tonight I make believe, Shach of the Yom Tov, I make believe that yesterday was Erev Sukkot. I wasn't just doing the Mitzvah. But it was in between. It was in between the Asiyah Shach Sukkot and the Kiyama Mitzvah. If you hold the Shachyana in between is also good. So the Shachyana on the second night only goes on the Kvishas HaYom of the Yom Tov. It doesn't go on the Mitzvah Sukkot. Then you should only say the Shachyana right after the Kiddush. You should say the Shachyana right after the Kiddush. And then say the Leish HaBat Sukkot at the end. But if you hold that Shachyana in between, there's nothing. Then the second night is the same as the first night. Second night is the same as the first night. That you weren't yaitzei the Shachyana last night, neither on the Kedushas HaYom of the Yom Tov, nor on the Mitzvah of Sukkot, and tonight the Shachyana was done with the Kama Lakan, so the Shachyana again should come over again. Oh, so now, if you hold like the Chassidim and the Yekkes and those who switch the second night, then why is that? Because they hold that you were yaitzei if you did in between. Yeah. So the same would be by Lulav. You already did the Yekkes, and you said the Shachyana on the first day. And we make believe in time second year, but yesterday you weren't yet to anything. You need Shalakim on the first 2 days, because maybe yesterday was Erev Sukkot, and today is the first day Yom Tov. So today's the first day Yom Tov, what's the Shachyana? So we already said Shachyana yesterday, which was in between the Eged and the first time you did the Mitzvah. So if you hold like the way it's printed in the Siddur, that you would yet to yesterday Shachyana, so then we understand why the Minigoylam is that you don't say Shachyana on the second day. But according to the Dolmen Goyim, right, it is only Goyen that was who fostered like the days of the Rosh. It's not that only Goyen didn't invent the new Shita. It's the Rosh in the end of Sukkah has the Machlokes. So those who hold that you can say Shachyana either Bishat Eged or Bishat Afiyas HaSukkah or Bishat Kima Mitzvah, but not in between. In between is neither here nor there, so you're not yet there. So the Shachyana that you said on the first day on the Lulav was not Goyen at all. So you gotta say Shachyana on the second day on the sake of the Yom Tov. So my time we don't say Shachyana. According to the Hasidim and the Yekkes, there's no kasha. But according to the Magdim, it's a kasha. So they write it after the kasha. The Magen Avraham quotes, they write it after the kasha and give some kind of a esoteric answer. He gives a mystery title. Rosen. Give some kind of an answer. No one knows what he says. That goes with a mystery. You look it up. That's the way it says in the Raivit. That's how everybody quotes their Raivit. He says something about the Shachyana Laila, Yom Hepsikzman, there's some kind of an explanation why it's different. Rosh Hashanah is different from Sukkot. Why the Shachyana on Kiddush, the second night, is not Oila for this Kiyah Shefa in the morning. Why? Because that's Balaila, this is Bayam. Somehow the Shachyana on the second, the Kiddush, the second night, covers the Lulav on the second morning. And it gives some kind of explanation. It's very, very Tamua. The problem is on Sukkot. The Shachyana Balaila, the Pashtus, but the Kiddush cannot be Oila for tomorrow morning. The difference is not. So why shouldn't you say Shachyana the second morning of Sukkot on the Lulav? That's a big question according to those who follow the Gro. And he didn't say Shachyana. Not that the Gro, I don't think he did. He didn't say Shachyana on the second day of the Gro. You gotta check, I don't think he did.
Why is it wrong that you make a Shachyana when you build it before you pass it off? When you fly or when you bake the masa, you should be able to make a Shachyana also.
Probably can. Rami Kamel, no. The math is not a problem. Math is not because the Shatana you say is a Kiddush, but Laila is the same time, so there's a Lakan and Lakan. The second night of Pesach is not going to say Shatana or even the Yom Tov. So the Pesach is not a problem. The problem is Sukkot. That's going to be the problem.
Okay.
The what? You said, which way? Which way should you say? Not me. All the way to the end. I mean, not to be Mishan me. Not to be Mishan should be the same.
Somebody used to eat with a bunch of...
Yeah? We didn't really finish this topic. Okay, let me just finish the topic. It says in this Tosef that somebody says Shechel and Shalom. Who's saying Shechel? So Rashi says it's the Balabas who hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah in a long time. So according to Rashi, that if I make snow once every couple of years, I should say Shechel. Rashi disagrees. It doesn't depend on when you choose, when you decide. It depends about when the Zman HaMitzvah is. If Zman HaMitzvah is Zman, I'll be doing it. Yes, if Zman HaMitzvah is then you say Shechel. But if it's not Zman HaMitzvah, Zman is not. So again, the Tesis says it goes, the Kohen is bringing the first time in his Mishmah, he doesn't bring once every 24 weeks. So that's a bomb is one. And then the third shot Tesis quotes is, look at the Rosh Hashim Menachas, this same chunk of Gemara appears in Menachas I have a day. The Rosh Hashim says, the Mayer Gemara is the Hikram 11. The first time, that's the Rekeah shot. That's the shot quotes from the other day, Tim HaChavchez. He says, the first time in your life that you like to film, the first time in your life that you do a Kisei Adam, the first time in your life that you do any mitzvah, he says, Shachyam. The Tesis says, we don't hold like that. It's not a din of, there is no such thing. He says the gear, the day is misguided, the day is terrible in the mikvah, double the yola, the day is himself. I think he says that he does say shachem. No, just on the day list. It's like if he came out from the
shachem.
No, but that we don't follow that shit. That's the wrong thing, the first time in your life, that you don't do. Maybe we'll just close with an Indian in place. Maybe we'll just close with an Indian handshake of what we discussed. The Gemara, the last stick of the Gemara himself, and everybody knows when you make a Siyam on Erev Pesach, so a lot of times we're about to make a Siyam on Sukkot. But the last stick of the Gemara, everybody remembers, the Gemara has that by Tikkun HaBen you say Shachyonu. Tikkun HaBen you say Shachyonu. The only Machlokes is, Machlokes Amaran, who says the Shachyonu? The Kohen says the Shachyonu, or the Abiya Ben says Shachyonu. The Kohen says Shachyonu because he's getting the money. The $5. If I win the Irish Sweepstakes, I win a $5 million, I understand. He claims getting $5, so that's the big five strumming. So the Gemara has one opinion is that he says Shachyonu. The other opinion is another. Abiya Ben says the Shachyonu, because he's doing the mitzvah. And what's the Machlokes? Who says Shachyonu? He says it. He says. Who says the Shachyonu? The Gemara says, V'hilchasa Abiya Ben Mevarashtan. Abiya Ben Mevarashtan. So there's a Tshuva Nachasam Sefer, which the Netziv writes. He endorses it. And that shtickle at the end of the paper. And in the new Sidurin, Minchas Yerushalayim, I think, the big fat Siddur that they printed in Hatzona, so they have this printed in the Siddur. It says, when you have a Pidgin Aben, the Abiya Ben says, Shachyonu, and then it says in small letters, and if I'm sorry, you're right, and I tell you which Judah, that the Abiya Ben should have his in to be mighty the Kohen with the Shachyonu. and he writes a single third. The Gemara knew that they both have to say Shachnana. The Kray and the Avi Abed, they both say Shachnana because they both participate in Shin Yadayim. So why should we both say Shachnana? I should say me Moshe Nil, you should say me Moshe Nil. So that was the Machloek of Samurai. Not who says Shachnana, well I say I both say. I mean, I've got to. Now the Gemara knew we both have a Chiyas to say Shachnana because we're both participating in the Mitzvah. But they knew, why should we bother both to receive? And the Berurah Ram had his mouth, have one say that he might see both. He might see himself and the other. So that was the Machlokes. Now he says Shachyana because he's getting $5. Now, they both say Shachyana because they're both participating in the Mitzvah Shidin Aben. And the Shaila is, should I say, should the Kohen say to Shachyana to be might see the Abi Aben because he's more excited than the Abi Aben. He's shelling out the money, he's getting richer. So maybe he should say he has more Kavanah than he's saying to Shachyana. Because he's getting richer, so you should say the Shachan to be mighty both. And now the Abi Aben is happier, because he's the eager one who's doing the mitzvah. Who says to be mighty the other one? So this is talking interesting with Tzoyik in Cheshen Ishba. Quote from some early Achronim, from a Prisha, whole discussion, Asvar that you can do Pidgin Aben Balkarach HaShokar. You're kind of screaming, bloody murder, I don't want to, he doesn't like the Abi Aben, and I don't want to have anything to do with you. The Abi Aben says, I don't care, here's the Pidgin Aben, and sorry, Balkarach. So the Ksay quotes, I'm not trying to move today, the preacher wants to say that you do Pidgin Aben Balkarach. So the Ksay shows it's against the Nafali Gemara in Kiddushin, in the first Turk, and the Sugiv she writes, Rishi Shuma, he shows the Gemara says you need to be concise in the Kabbalah, and the Ksay says you need to be kind of participation. So it's interesting, the Rav's grandson, Rav Meir Swirsky, told me a few years ago that he heard from the Rav Tachana Bracha that it says on the Chumash. I never noticed the pasuk. The pasuk at the end of Kerah gives all the matas kunis. So it says the pasuk is speaking with Abba Hashem Alaharon. The Rav Hashem is talking to the Kohanim. In any Sati Lecho, he's giving him Mishmeres from Rav, I'm giving him a Shuma. Reya Lecho, in Kodesh Kodosh, I'm giving the Kohanim the Tisar Kodshim Kodshim Mechatas and an Hashem and an Inchot. Zelachot Shuma Mas Matanon. I'm giving the Chaz of the Shoyk. Everything is Lecho. Kachami Tal Lecho is giving him. Then it says, Kol Peterechem Yi Allah. The Tzchor Dei Mitzor goes to the Kohen. Then it says, Ach Tadei Sister Zuchor Adam. You should do Pidgin Aben. See, the Chum is speaking to me, Hama Yisrael. I have to do Pidgin Aben. Ach Tadei Sister Zuchor Adam. Do you have a Chodesh sister? You should do the Pidgin Aben on the baby when he's 30 days old. The Ben Chodesh says, what do you mean? The Chodesh doesn't do the Pidgin Aben. So the Rav said that Sukkim keep on saying, Lachor, you see the foolish that the kind participates in the Pidgin Aben, not just Abi Aben. They both participate in the Pidgin Aben. But it's the foolish and the foolish, like the Chodesh is tying against the Pisha. But you can't do the Pidgin Aben, Lachor, because it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled by both. You need the participation in both. That's why the Chatam Sofer had that Heorah in the Gemara in the end of Tzachis, that they both have to say Shachyonah. Not as Hashagah, I say, you say, no, they both say Shachyonah, because they're both participating in the Mitzvah Pidgin Aben. The only Shana was, who should say to be married to the other? The other Shana is, why do you say Shachyonah Pidgin Aben? As long as you have Wi-Fi. That sounds like Rashi. Yeah, that's reward. That's reward. That can have to be ready. Okay. So that's the shanah. If you hold like the Rashi, a mitzvah that the other one hasn't had a pinyin aben in a long time. So then you understand what? If the prayer of the father hasn't had a pinyin aben in a long time, you understand. But as you say, like Taisa, that's the way we know that you only say Shachyanu on a mitzvah which has been as long as man was man. So what's over here by pinyin aben? By Nilo, that's what he said, because Nilo is a machlokes, and that's how the minig is like the Rambam and the Mechaber, that they say Shachyanu on every grid. And our minig in Chutzlar is like the Rambam, that we don't follow that Mechaber, we don't say Shachyanu on that grid. What's the issue? We say this grid, you can have whatever you want. Rather say no, because not called Bom is Mom is Mom. So what's the check? Shachyanu by Pidgin Aben is like a martyr. That's the Seirish. What are you going to do according to Taisus, but we follow Taisus? As the Bom is Mom is Mom. So what's Shachyanu by Pidgin Aben? That is the Ran in the end of Sukkah, the very end of Sukkah. The Ran on the rear Kvesh is some kind of a Svara, that since you have to wait 30 days, so that's called Bom is Mom is Mom. If the idea of Bom is Mom is Mom doesn't mean that you're excited because you haven't had the opportunity to do this for a long time. It means that there's a long waiting period, there's a long anticipation. You had to wait 24 weeks. You had to wait a whole year to do Havlokas Neres Chanukah. You had to wait a whole year in order to do the Tzivos Lulo. So to do Tkiyah Shefer, so that builds up an excitement. So if you have to wait a whole month, My wife has a baby. That's another story. That's why we shouldn't say that. Because after there's a mitzvah, but simply he's excited that the baby is not a man. Then Shaila said, even if it's a baby girl, even if it's a baby girl, we should say something like, nothing good thinking of them. I left the baby was called like Hadash, it was a false and true baby. It was born after 10 months. So you should say she's telling it right away. After 30 days, not just in the false every day, but it's actually called me. It's called like Hadash, it's for sure. The baby has hair and fingernails, I know it's called like Hadash. But the 30 days is only for the mitzvah of thinking like them. 30 days is not to know that it's called like Hadash. Because the Rav also throws in that stuff, he touches up that floor also. He says, since normally after 30 days, there's a lot of death in the false suffix. Meso, that's the mitzvah pinyat, that is usually in conjunction with a simcha over the fact that the baby is not an egg. So that's what Tom Shannon said, that the different explanations as to the nature of the shachar by pinyat. And others say that it's considered like a mitzvah, bob is mama's man within Tetis Mahara. The bob is mama's man does mean the mitzvah comes every so often. It means that there was a long period of anticipation and waiting for it, so that's why there's a bigger simcha when you're finally fulfilling it.
The last year of tonight's show, you're all welcome to participate in this.